next on Heartbeat Radio. Learn how to get the most out of your next vacation with Casey the Getaway Girl.
Hey, good morning, Casey.
Good morning, Mary. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. Pretty good. I actually just got back from a trip to Northern Michigan.
I went to Michigan once, and don't even ask me where I went because I couldn't tell you. Grand Haven, wherever that is, and I loved it.
You know, I was telling people I was going to Michigan, and either people are like, why are you going to Michigan? Or people are like, oh my gosh, it's beautiful up there. And they're right. It is absolutely beautiful up there. I mean, the commercials that we see for Pure Michigan, that's what I saw when I was up there. It's absolutely stunning.
So what all did you do? Where did you stay? Give me the details.
All the deets. We actually stayed, I was actually in New York City, and I flew to Detroit and then Traverse City, Michigan by plane, and then I actually went to a town called Gaylord, which is about a 75-minute car ride northeast of Traverse City. So this resort, Treetops Resort, is really great. It's set on beautiful, beautiful scenery. It's kind of got these rolling hills that are just exquisite, and it's very, very well known as a top golf resort in Michigan. And I'm not really a golfer. I mean, I'm all about some putt-putt golf. But I've been, obviously being from Florida, I've been around enough golf courses, and this was absolutely one of the prettiest golf courses I've ever seen in my entire life.
Really?
Just beautiful. Yeah, wow. And, you know, I don't, like I said, I don't know that much about golf, but, you know, I do know some of the big heavyweights that were there and actually designed the course, like Rick Smith and Tom Fazio. So if anyone's listening and they know golf, they will know these names, and these are some of the people that designed this course. But the resort itself is actually situated on about 3,500 acres of pristine Michigan soil. And it's absolutely beautiful. And when Travel Michigan filmed the Pure Michigan campaign, they actually came to this resort to get some of the footage. And it actually boasts 81 holes of championship golf. 81 holes. I don't know how anyone would have time to play 81 holes, but but they do have it. And it's actually home to a full-service spa, conference and meeting facilities, indoor and outdoor pools, obviously all your dining and accommodation options, and then they actually have an award-winning children's program with certified daycare facility on site. And they're very well known for their golf, but in the winter, they're very well known for their winter ski programs, which are really geared for families, especially, you know, with the little kids when they're first starting out.
Absolutely. I love the places that you visit that have stuff that's specifically geared for kids. I just feel like that's screaming family vacation.
It is. And, you know, the first day we were there, because I was like, okay, I'm not really a golfer. What am I going to do? But the first morning we were there, we actually spent rafting on the Sturgeon River. And three of us were sent off. We had this inflatable raft with some oars and a kind of like a half-concocted plan as to how we were going to actually, like, get down the river in one piece.
Oh, no.
But we were actually really surprised. We did really well. The river was, like, relaxing enough for us to take in the natural beauty, but provided a little bit of action that kept us entertained and, you know, made sure that we had to pay attention to what we were doing. So that was all done through Big Bear Adventures. So thanks to them for a very fun morning and for putting us on a very safe raft. But no, it really wasn't bad. I mean, really the navigation was just mostly through, you know, around turns and bends and stuff. But it was really fun and something that, like, that you said that even kids could be doing. So that was a lot of fun. And then after rafting, I served as the cart girl and the beer opener for the others as they played some golf at Treetops Resort. They actually have a course called Three Tops, which is considered the best par 3 golf course on earth by some. So it's actually had, like, I don't know, ESPN has been there to do, like, you know, coverage of it. They've actually had, like, this huge golf tournament there. So Golf Magazine, Golf Week, Golf and Travel, they've all ranked it as one of the top par 3 courses in the world.
Oh, goodness. I have a feeling when my fiancé hears this segment, he's going to be like, hey, let's go to Michigan.
Let's go to Michigan. I actually have a good friend from Florida who just went up to Michigan for her wedding, and it was absolutely beautiful. So, hey, you know, you may just want to do the wedding and the honeymoon up there.
Hey, I'm game.
Not to add to his list, but anyway, the other great thing about this town, again, we stayed in the town called Gaylord, is that they were actually hosting what they called Gaylord Alpenfest, which has been one of Northern Michigan's most unique and fun festivals for 47 years. So it's actually a Swiss-themed festival, which is held every July. They have live music. They have a Queen's pageant, parade, carnival, food and drinks, you know, you name it. And my first question was, why Alpenfest? And I later found out that Gaylord's sister city is in Switzerland, and I can't pronounce the name of it, but it's in Switzerland. It's actually a tourist community of about 1,800 people, and it's an 850-year-old village that's located at the foot of the majestic Bernina Peaks, so like right near basically some mountains. But it's a lot of fun. The Alpenfest Festival, they actually had some rides. They have live entertainment. They have some crazy contests like ladies' best ankles and men's best knees. And it was really great to kind of stroll around and see all the fun festivities going on. And, of course, everyone is decked out in their, you know, Alpenfest wear. So, you know, think like, you know, Swiss maids and all that stuff.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. I can't wait to get my outfit.
Oh, man.
So, and then the next day I did, of course, I did a spa treatment, which is very, very nice. And then we geared up to do some fly fishing, which I have never been fly fishing before. So I was very excited to try it. Of course, Michigan has these gorgeous rivers that meander through, and it's just, it's absolutely beautiful setting. But we met up with Phil Croft from CC Guide Service so that I could try my hand at fly fishing. And let me just tell you, putting on the waders provided talent enough for me. And it was super stylish. Let me tell you, waders are the new it item for fall. But no, all joking aside, we did have waders. A lot of people were like, oh my gosh, did you like go out in the middle of the stream with, you know, just your pants on? And no, you have waders, so that's really helpful. And it was a lot of fun. I mean, fly fishing is very interactive. You know, you kind of have to keep it going. So I'm really not one to like put a pole in the water and just sit there because I get bored really easily. Mm-hmm. But this is really neat, and there's definitely an art to it. You know, you have to kind of practice your cast and, you know, pull it back in. And I felt kind of like Brad Pitt on, you know, A River Runs Through It, except I'm not as pretty as he is. But it was a lot of fun. And I did have one big bite, but I didn't actually land a fish. But the cool thing was is that we started in the afternoon, and we fished until midnight. So we were actually on this handcrafted rowboat that Phil made. He actually made it by hand. It was absolutely beautiful. The woodwork is amazing. And so by fishing till midnight in a rowboat, I realized that was the first time I've been on a boat at night without a motor. So you can just hear all of nature, and it was a full moon. It was really, really awesome, really cool.
That sounds incredible.
Yeah, so no fish, but visually stunning.
Wow, I love it. I don't know if I could handle fly fishing. I think I might hook one of my girlfriends if I was trying to swing it back and forth.
You know, I was really scared of that. I'm like, I'm going to hook somebody. They're like, no, don't worry about it. You're not. And then I was kind of worried that I was going to get hooked. So I made sure I put my sunglasses on during the daytime so I could keep both eyeballs intact. But, you know, all in all, I had a great time in Michigan. I realized my trip was too short. There were so many things that I still wanted to do that I didn't get to do. But the resort itself, Treetops, is undergoing a massive renovation. So I cannot wait to see what it's going to look like. But, you know, if you're looking for summer or wintertime fun in northern Michigan, definitely check out Treetops. They have some incredible rates. For instance, in the summer, one night, one round of golf and breakfast starts about $97 per person. And in the winter, one night, ski and breakfast starts at $79 per person. So, of course, they're based on double occupancy and availability, but really, really great rates.
Wow. Yeah, that is a great, especially since it includes the golf and the ski. I mean, I've been to golf courses where they charge $97 per person just for the golf.
Exactly. And these are, like I said, these are championship golf courses, and they're absolutely beautiful. I mean, I just drove the cart around, and it was a lot of fun just because, I mean, they're like no other golf courses I've ever seen. Very, very pretty.
Wow. I love it. Casey, always have such great trips. I love listening to everything you have to say about all the different places you get to visit. You make me jealous every week, and every week my list just gets longer and longer and longer.
I know. When are we going to plan our trip? We need to, like, book some time. I know you're getting married, but I should have you after that.
I think so. I think we can make it happen.
Okay. We're going to set some time aside for Mary, definitely.
So where can our listeners go to get more deets on all of your information?
Oh, for more information, visit my website, which is girlsgetawayguide.net, and you can sign up for our monthly e-newsletter, which is going to be announcing how you can win free girlfriend getaway trips. That's right, free trips to fabulous places. And, of course, you can find me on Facebook and Twitter and everywhere else.
Awesome. Casey, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Mary. Have a great day.
You too. Stay tuned. You're listening to Heartbeat Radio for Women.